my guest at this time. He's the cross-country coach over at St. Edmund, Coach Mike Zalat. Coach, good to have you back. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm living a dream like every day, Rob.
Yeah, you know, you are, and you're having a heck of a season in cross-country. Your girls take first place as a team at South Central Calhoun's meet this week. Your boys have a solid run and have had a solid season, too. Got to feel good about the momentum you've got right now.
Yeah. And more importantly, I think the kids are feeling better about where they're at, too. So we've had a couple, probably 3 weeks of really difficult practices, and I think we kind of found out a little formula throughout the week as far as practice is concerned, and kids have responded really well. They're seeing the results. So, you know, when you see the results, then you come to practice a little bit more excited and willing to do the things that we ask you to do because you're seeing it pay off. So, right now I think we're all feeling pretty good about ourselves, and that's a good place to be mentally.
Yeah, sure it is. And it's one of those deals where, you know, confidence is kind of a thing that once you have some positive plays and positive things happen, then you start to gain that confidence. You guys have had that momentum now and capitalizing on it. And your girls program, again, took first place. And I'm pretty sure that I'm right when I say you had the best pack times you've had in terms of bunching up, right?
Oh, man, it was, yeah. I'm in at 35 from 1 to 5. Michaela and Hannah Landwehr are now within 11 seconds of Aubrey. They were within 11 seconds of her release that day. Reese is under a minute now between those two, and it's been over a minute. So Reese has closed the gap on being our four. And then Caroline has gotten a lot closer to Reese. Caroline's had two really good races in a row. And so I'm kind of excited to see where she's going to take herself. Caroline's more of a track than a cross-country girl. She's obviously very successful in cross-country. There's no doubt about it. But she's probably built better for fours and eights.
As a track runner.
Right, yeah. And she's had a lot of success, you know, her freshman year in track. She didn't get much of it last year. So, I've had this conversation earlier with Coach Short, who's up in Humboldt now. He used to be at St. Ed's. We just had this discussion a couple weeks ago. But, you know, I think athletes that have confidence are more dangerous than athletes that have talent, you know. In any sport, you know, coach baseball too, you get a pitcher that's on the mound that's confident, they are going to be bringing it. You get a hitter that's confident, they're a tough out. And so in any sport, confidence is really, really big. And right now our kids are starting to get that. And so I think hopefully then that'll carry over Tuesday at our conference meet. And then on Thursday, the 22nd districts, which we don't know where we're at yet. I thought it'd be out yesterday or Thursday, but we did get a letter yesterday from the state saying it'll be next week. So we'll hold on and find out where we're at then. And, you know, that's stuff that we really can't worry too much about because we don't control that. So let's just control what we can control and run well Tuesday and set ourselves up for a good districts.
Yeah, take care of your own business the best you can here. Control your response here to the situation. Now, so the conference meet is on Tuesday. Where is it at?
That's up in Clear Lake. Okay. I think we ran up there, might have been 2003 or 4 is the last time we actually ran conference on the golf course. Now, we did run up there, I think, in 2011, but they ran it in Ventura, actually, at like a Baptist Bible camp or something like that.
Okay.
So, we'll see what there's some construction or something going on there now. So they moved it back to the golf course, and they ran a meet there earlier this year at a times where I would say we're slightly faster than the average course. So it'll be exciting to get on a course, you know, that it seems like you can get a really good time on. So we'll go up there and do the best that we can. The girls have a really good opportunity to win that thing. And that doesn't come around very often, you know. It's never really been a priority of mine as a coach to win the conference because of the schools that we run against in our conference. But when the opportunity comes, you know, I want to highlight it and make sure that we do the best job we can to try to secure that. The boys have never won the conference meet. The girls have only won it once, and I think that was 2008. So it's been a while. So this is something we need to take advantage of. And then, once again, if we can win that thing, that helps our confidence, I think.
You feel like you're the favorite on the girls' side for the conference?
There's no way around it. We have to be. I don't know why not. We've beaten every team in the conference so far this year. And so, but the other seven are probably looking at that. The Iowa Falls and Humboldt are probably our toughest competition, so they're probably looking to knock us off. And so we got to be ready to run and run our race. But if we do that, I think we'll be in good shape.
And that's on Tuesday, you said?
Yes, sir.
For the conference meet. Now, I know that I talked to you earlier in the week, and at that point, you were still waiting on the boys' results from the meet that you just had at South Central Calhoun. Did you ever get those official results?
No, not on the varsity side. We got the JV, and, you know, it's 2020, Rob. I've never been to a meet where this has happened, and South Central Calhoun's coach has been, I mean, he's been coaching before I was a coach. He's a icon in the coaching industry. He's going to run a good meet. You know that he's going to run a good meet. They ran a good meet, and what typically happens is the bibs have a barcode on them, and so when the kids finish, they're perforated, so then they tear the bibs off, and they usually put it, like, on a ring. And they just put them in an order in a ring, and, you know, well, somebody had dropped the ring, and it had opened, and they all got shuffled. So, I mean, it's almost a near impossibility, to be quite honest with you. So they asked the coaches if they asked their runners if they knew their place or knew their time, and we went in, wrote it down on a clipboard, and I think they tried to sort it out, but I think they just ran into a lot of problems, which I figured they would. You know,
yeah, it's almost impossible to keep up with it.
Right. Yeah. You know, but the most important thing that I took away from that thing on the boys' side is that we competed.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Yeah, I saw kids. Drew's a lot. My son. Drew is getting tougher mentally, I can tell. Where he is kind of faded in the last mile. He's starting to get stronger as the race goes throughout. Has a better finish than he's had probably his first 2 years. So that was good to see. Aaron got third place. Aaron Larson, he got third place. Aaron ran a very tactically smart race that we talk about once, you know, almost every week here on the air. Is we teach our kids to get out a little slower and be conservative. And they ran that race backwards. Southeast Valley, we did the same thing at the beginning of the year in order to spread kids out further at the start line. And I've heard of other meets doing this, and I think it was a great decision. But that meet, so we ran districts there back in 2010. Yeah. And Nate Kolasher ran like a 16:52, ran out of his mind, maybe the best race of his career there. And back then, the girls ran 4K, the boys ran 5K. And so the girls never ran into what I call the hilly section of the course. And so the girls' times were phenomenal back in 2011, 10, I think it was. And the boys were not. And I was like, I wonder what, well, when I got back into that extra K, oh, my Lord. That is the roughest stretch kilometer that we run all year long. And it might be the toughest stretch of a kilometer anywhere in the state. It is up and down. There's not a flat spot on that thing. Well, we ran it backwards. So it was like K, the first K to the second K. And I told the kids, I said, you cannot go out too hard, get into that thing, and then have 3K left, and you are spent. Because those hills will take it out of you. And it took it out of us, but I think it took it out of us in about as best a way as it could, running conservative like we did. So like I said, Aaron ran a really smart race. Ronnie's got some shin splint and calf problems. And Ronnie's a wrestler. So I'm never going to have to worry about Ronnie's work ethic or his drive and push. But we got to maybe heal him up. We had him ride a bike in elliptical one of the practices this week. And we're just going to kind of ease him into things. And
try to take some of that impact off of those.
100%. And so I don't know if Ronnie's listening right now. But so this will be the news to him right away. But we might hold him out Tuesday. We'll just see, you know, because
okay.
we gotta have him healthy for districts. There's no doubt about it. And so he's not going to like that news. I already know his mental state. He's going to want to be
a competitor.
Oh, yeah. And he wants to be there for his teammates. That's the thing. I mean, it's all about our team with him. And so he's going to feel like he's letting us down or something like that. And I'm going to have to coach him up and be honest with him and say, no, if anything else, you're doing what the team needs you to do. And we need you healthy on the 22nd. So we'll just analyze and see where things are at. Devin was sick Tuesday and hasn't been to school all week. It's not COVID. That's the good news. So, but, you know, the message to him has been, hey, we want you to come back when you are healthy. So just whatever time you need to take, you take. And so right now we're a little bit not where we need to be on the boys' side with that. But the guys that ran, like I said, Tuesday you could tell Ronnie was hurting. There's no doubt about it. But Grant ran a good race as well. close the gap. And we're always talking about that spread. So, you know, I was pretty happy with our performance. And like I said, how we competed, that was the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Coach Mike Zalat, my guest here cross country at St. Edmunds, they've been on a tear on the girls' side. You know, Coach, it kind of feels like a contrast here going into your conference meet. That contrast being that you're going to kind of run all out with your girls to try to win the conference. Your boys is a little bit more reserved. You're playing towards district a little bit more. Kind of a pretty stark contrast between the two.
Yeah, a little bit. But the goal is always to run our best at districts, no matter boy, girl, or whatever year it is. And like I said, we don't have the opportunity to win the conference very often, so we're going to take that serious on the girls' side, and that's going to be the goal. But if we don't get that, and we haven't changed our practice plan or anything like that, our goal is to make sure that those kids are ready on October 22nd. So we haven't, like I said, we don't change how we coach and train, and if the conference comes along, we can win it with adhering to our district plan. Then all that's awesome, but we're not going to change things just because that's a possibility. Because getting these kids to hopefully run the state is the most important thing.
Yep.
That's my job. And like I said, if the conference title comes along the way, great. But but yeah, the focus Tuesday was certainly different. We know we can't win the boys. I mean, it's an unrealistic goal, so we're not going to set that as a goal. So what we want to run hard, we want to compete, we want to give it the best shot we can. It's going to, like I said, the course is one that lends to some pretty good times, so some guys may have the opportunity to get PRs and things like that. So it'll be important there. And then, like we talked about earlier, you know, I want it to be a confidence booster. So we want them to run well and do well, but we just have to realize as a team what's the team goal here and what's realistic and what's not. And
yeah,
by the way, I don't know if you – saw this, but did you see what Quentin Orr did at the Fort Dodge Invite Thursday?
I'm pretty sure he won it, but I don't know what he ran.
Yeah, he did win it, and I think he beat the Dowling kid somewhere between 15 and 20 seconds, I want to say. And I know that, I know now, I did, you know, he missed a couple meets. I'm kind of wondering what's going on. Why is he not running? And I didn't know they entered him just to himself Thursday, which I think was, Coach Clawson is a phenomenal coach, and what a smart guy to do this for Quentin, you know, and I think they still won the other two meets without him. So Dean is just a great coach, an intelligent coach, and a guy that's always there for his kid. And he was able to probably give another kid a shot at Humboldt to run varsity in those two meets and then maybe build that kid's confidence up. Maybe their eighth guy, you know, their number one JV guy now, he has an opportunity. And you never know when a kid gets a shot like that. You know, maybe he, I don't know, I'd have to look at the results. Maybe that kid ended up being one of their top five. I don't
sure.
know. But for Quentin, what a great opportunity and what a smart plan that he had to get him in that race. And he's just a great kid. We got boys that are friends with him and know him, and they just tell you he's just Coach Lott, he's just a great kid beyond the running and stuff. So, you know, hats off to him. But, you know, we know he's going to win that race Tuesday, and we pretty sure Humboldt, though Webster City is kind of coming on too. So, so our goal is that we've been close to Clear Lake, so maybe we can get third. That's kind of where we're looking for a realistic goal, you know? So,
yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. And you touched on Quentin Orr from Humboldt, and man, he's just the preeminent male runner in this part of the state and continues to show that. He's had an amazing season. He's been pretty much dominant all year. I think it's pretty fair to say that. But, you know, you guys going into the conference meet, Coach, good luck with that. I know that is not to be all end all, because district is really what you have to do to get the state. And so you're going to focus on that. But good luck in trying to build on what you guys are doing. And, you know, with the girls team, you do have a good shot. And anytime you can put the conference title in the trophy case, you might as well take that shot. That means something. It's not to be all end all, but it does mean something.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And like I said, we've only got one of them in there, so it'd be nice to do that. And it was cool to put the trophy in the athletic director's office on Wednesday when we got that one from South Central Calhoun. And so, yeah, I mean, anytime you can win a meet, that's exciting. And like I said, it's the more important thing is it going to help us with our confidence, and is it going to make us feel good about ourselves? And if something happens along the way that for some reason we don't win it, then we got to make sure that the focus is still on districts, and you know, we can't let that get us down any more than
sure.
we can let it get us up if we win it. You know, so
sure.
just another meet on the way to our goal of running on the 22nd, and
ultimately running after that for state,
right? And let's be completely honest, because I heard Coach Hart talking earlier with some of the situations he's got going on. Just the fact that we get to run, I mean,
yeah.
and that we're not quarantined, and you know, knock on wood, that we get to finish the season out.
Yep.
And so,
true.
Every day's a gift, Rob, and that's one thing I think everybody's learning from this deal.
Yeah, I do too, and that's a matter for putting things in perspective, and I certainly agree with you, Coach. I appreciate the time. I've definitely learned a lot throughout the year, and we're going to continue to keep up with you guys, and we'll see how you do on Tuesday, and we'll be covering it from there afterward, and then we'll talk to you maybe next week and get your thoughts on what you did in conference and what you got planned coming up for the districts there. I appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, great. Yeah, hopefully districts will be out next Saturday so we can talk about that. I want you to make sure you answer your phone if you see a number that you don't recognize. Our athletic director, Mr. Steinhoff, is my neighbor. He lives right next door to me.
Okay.
And we're going to try to get you on that football payroll, because I know you did the game last night. And
uh-huh.
by far the best game we played in, like I said, years. So Mr. Steinhoff calls you. Yeah, they might be trying to get you a little added income there.
He's got my email, because we've exchanged emails throughout the year between his office and my office, because, you know, obviously we have to work together there. So, yeah. Hey, and a little extra payoff. I'm never going to turn down a little extra side income if I can earn it, Coach. So that may or may not be on the table and available. But, man, oh, man, you're right. You guys were dialed in. Coach Dillon had the boys dialed in to a T last night. Coach Mike Zalat here, I appreciate the time this morning. Thank you for coming out.
All right. Have a good day, Rob.